Welcome. You're listening to podcast number 003. My name is Greg Smith, principal of Lake Pryor Elementary. And today our guest is Nancy Terrio. Nancy's our counselor here at Higher, and we have a podcast today that we have a feeling we'll get listened to quite often. Don't you think, Nancy?
I think so. I hope so, anyway.
Well, Nancy, before we get started, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, how long you've been at Higher, et cetera.
Well, I'm the counselor at Higher, and I've been here for 17 years. I do a lot of different things, and probably something that I spend a lot of time on is talking with teachers, talking with parents, and I know that we put a lot of thought and effort into making sure that children are placed in the best spot that they can be, where they can be successful. That's our main goal, is that they're able to be successful and be happy.
Well, you just led right into classless talk, I guess. And let's talk about classless for a minute. How are classless made at Higher each year? What's the process?
Well, it's a long process. It's not something that we just take lightly. It really starts, first of all, with the classroom teachers. You know, they've been with the kids all year, and they certainly have a good idea of their children's strengths and weaknesses. And that's what we try to look at first. And they get together, they sit down, and they talk about their children, and they talk about the best place to put them. Not so much with the teacher; it's putting together good classes that are balanced. And sometimes there are certain kids that just the dynamics of those children, we need to separate them. So they talk a lot about that. So it really does begin with the classroom teacher. And then once they have sat down and done that, then I go through and you go through all the letters that we get. I can assure you we read every single word that is written. And then we look and then we try to look at strengths and weaknesses and try to come up with the best combination, because the most important thing is to get children that are, you know, that we don't want to have children with the same level of skills and all in one class, or we don't want to put children that maybe need that need more structure, or that maybe, you know, fidgety or whatever. We don't want to put all of those kids together, because the makeup of the class is what really affects the teacher more than anything.
And the success of the students.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about, you mentioned something about we read all these letters. So let's just ask the point blank questions always ask. Can parents request a specific teacher?
No, they really can't, because if we allowed that to happen, it would cause so many issues, because we have to look at so many different factors. A parent, I know, if you've had a good experience with a teacher, then if you're hearing good things about other experiences that people have had with teachers, then, you know, that sounds like it's going to be a good fit for your child. But we have to look at so many other things than just that. And
you talked about a balanced classroom. Would it be possible to do a balanced classroom if we just let everyone pick a teacher?
Absolutely not. Okay. It would not be. And that is, again, to me, that's the most important thing. And we know there are a lot of things that we're privy to that we know about that parents don't know. And we have to take all of those things into account too. You know, different issues that children may have. We have children that are in special education that we need to be very careful where we place those children. But they're all confidential types of issues that we can't discuss with parents. So that it would just make it just would not be a good practice to be able to do that.
Can a parent request that their child not be in a specific teacher's classroom?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We've always allowed parents the right to request not to be with one teacher. But you can't, you know, you can't send in a letter and request not to have five.
And it only leaves
but
one.
But no. And there may be a very valid reason for that. And we don't ask you to go into a lot of detail about that, but you do have the right to say, you know, for whatever reason, I do not think this would be a good fit.
Well, let's talk about friends for a minute, because we know this always comes up. Can requests be made for a child to have specific friends in their classrooms? And then what are some problems that can arise from these requests?
Well, that, again, is not a good thing, because what I have found, and I've done this for many years now, is that sometimes being in a classroom with all of your friends is not always the best thing, because part of being in school is learning how to make new friends, learning how to adjust. And what we see that can happen, children who may start out in class with their friend at the beginning of the year, as the year goes on, that friendship may change, because children are very hot and cold with their friendships. So therefore, that can be a problem. And then there are often times where we may have, you know, parents can write and request that their child not be with a certain child because they may think too much togetherness is not the best thing for their child. But those are things we can't share with other parents. So that makes it very difficult when we know that and the parent doesn't know that. Also, we find that, you know, if you have a group of really close friends in a classroom, that then can become a clique, and then the other kids that little group can be very exclusive and sometimes leave the other kids out. So that can cause problems. It really goes back to what the dynamics, how it affects the dynamics of the whole class, because that's what we have to think about, not just.
So once again, you're talking about balance again.
Absolutely.
How much time does it take you for us to work through this process of completing a class list?
Hours, 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 and days. I mean, we spend a lot of time on this. And, you know, it starts before school is out, but we like to try to have all of this done by the time you and I are finished for the summer also. So, but it does. It takes a long, long time.
2 or 3 weeks?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When do students and parents find out who their teacher will be for next year then?
We will be posting those. The way we've done it in the past is that we either post them or send out a card, and I don't know if we've made a final decision about what we will do for next year, but usually we post them on Thursday afternoon.
And then we have our parent night.
And then we have
a little open house.
We have a little open house that Thursday night, which we have found has been one of the best things that we have done, because it kind of takes that apprehension out away from the kids from worrying all weekend. And they get a chance to come up, see who's going to be in their class, and see where they're, you know, they may have their desk already. And it just helps so much with the anxiety of children for Monday morning.
Okay, Nancy, I'm going to give you a little scenario here. It's August, and I'm the parent of a child that really wanted to be with teacher A, but she got teacher B, and now she's just beside herself. I really want her changed before school even starts. So I'm going to come to meet with you. What will probably be your response?
Well, we will always listen, but probably our response would be that let's give it some time. Let's give it, because what you have to understand is when we have a class, as full as our classes are now, it's not a matter of just moving one child. Oftentimes it would mean moving another child in another class, and so that we're not going to do that because we've already made that decision.
And then when you do that, don't you have to go through all your letters again to make sure that
Absolutely.
There wasn't somebody who didn't want to be
Absolutely.
With somebody?
Absolutely. It's so much more complicated than just making a switch. It really is. And, you know, most of the time I have to say that once children get into the classroom, they don't really want to be moved. And so much of how your child feels has more to do with your attitude. If they pick up on the fact that their mother or their dad is upset about whose class they're in, then that's kind of setting the tone for them, which is not very positive. So, you know, the most important thing is to be excited, to be to make them, even though you may have some worries, make them feel like that this is going to be a wonderful year. And usually, if that's the attitude, then things really turn out for the best.
Okay. Well, sum it up, Nancy. You just gave a little bit of advice there. Do you have any other advice or words of wisdom regarding class lists that you can give to our parents that are listening right now?
Well, I think the most important thing to me is to realize that every child's relationship with their teacher or even relationship within the classroom is a unique thing. And what, you know, when you hear other parents talking or other children talking about their experience, that doesn't need to be your experience. I think it has so much to do with attitude. We have wonderful teachers, and I truly feel like most of the children in this school would be fine in any classroom they're placed in. But the most important thing I ask of parents is to, you know, to be positive and to realize that if there is something, what we want these children to learn is to be resilient. And, you know, if they have a year where it may not be, you know, as easy as some of the other years, they can learn so much from that anyway. And learning how to deal with other children, you know, solving problems, those are all things that make them so much stronger in the long run. And I just think that if everyone will just, you know, stay positive, stay focused on the understanding that our goal is for every child to be able to be successful and to be happy and to learn how to how to get along and how to solve problems.
All right. Thank you very much, Nancy. Appreciate it. I appreciate everyone listening to podcast number 003. I hope you've enjoyed it. And hopefully you'll hear from us again within the next week. We're going to take some questions, and I have a few other topics we're going to explore in podcast number 004. Thanks, everyone.